You have different types of buyers and you should be treating them differently. So the easy buyer is like, hey, I have an ad for socks. This user came and bought socks and I never see them again. Then there's a user who basically got to a review website about your socks, started getting really excited about like why your product's different or how it was made or something else. Like they have something where they start getting like personal identity with your product. Those are the people that come back and buy more product.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, every five episodes, we switch our focus to a different marketing strategy. Currently, we are diving deep into Google Ads for five whole episodes. And in each of those episodes, we release a new one every Wednesday. I get to interview a different expert to explore another way of making that marketing method work for you. It really is your opportunity to get up to speed on something in just five episodes of a podcast. At the moment, we are spending five episodes exploring Google Ads, that must understand e-commerce marketing channel. One huge story in Google Ads, and to be fair, in all performance marketing channels at the moment, is the importance of feeding the algorithms with the right information. We talk a lot about the creative content you're feeding to the algorithms, especially on the Facebook platform, and when it comes to Google product feeds on the Google platform. But it is just as important to give them the best possible attribution data. I'm talking events and conversions. And that's what we're talking about in this episode. Just how far can you get with giving AdWords better conversion information in order to more easily drive the sales you actually want? Do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because at the end of the interview, my guest will be sharing some quickfire insider tips to help you maximize the performance of your Google Ads even more. And I'll share my take on it and give you a couple of other free ways we can help you improve your Google Ads even more. So stay tuned to the end, everyone.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In this episode, I'm chatting with performance marketing expert Michael Cole. Michael is SVP of marketing at Everflow, the platform for optimizing performance marketing and partnership channels, which of course includes optimizing Google Ads. They support over 1,100 customers and track over, get ready for this, 475 million attributed conversions a year. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Chloe. It's great to be here.
Very cool to have you here. I am a bit of kind of like an attribution and data flows geek, it has to be said. In another life, I would do that all day long, but I've ended up doing almost the polar opposite of that podcast content instead. So it's a real treat to get to talk about all this with you. How did you get into kind of that world and the Google Ads world?
Yeah, so my entire background has been in like performance and affiliate marketing. And it's always been about how do you get better results from either like partners sending you traffic or from making sure that all your landing pages are super well optimized to have high conversion rates. So that was my original like start out of like college as a marketing agency. So I got to go deep dive for many different customers. And then it's been fun to go sort of full circle, I mean, more than a decade later with Everflow, where like the partner marketing platform that has all that tracking and attribution built into it, and sort of like get to revisit these skills and learn from it. In terms of Google Ads in particular, though, it's something that we need to solve for ourselves. So it's one of the channels that we are able to drive profitable revenue from, unlike many other channels, which we've tested and have not worked out. Google Ads has actually worked out quite well for us. So we sort of like learned on the job about how to make it successful for our company. And then we built in tools in Everflow to sort of recreate what worked for us.
It's so cool that we're going to be able to talk through that case study, because so often we're not talking about the person on who's the guest on Keep Optimizing's actual business. We're talking about what they do for other people. And the fact that it's your case study and therefore you can kind of share as much as you want to with us is rather cool. And there's definitely like that nice level of you really needed to make it work for yourself, which is always a cool angle as well. So how, give us kind of the broad picture of why someone who is running Google Ads should be using a third-party tool like Everflow to improve its performance. Because I think there's a lot of reticence around doing that in the Google Ads space. Oh no, we'll just do it with Google Ads and it'll be fine. So why would they need a third-party tool like yourselves? Where does it benefit them?
Yeah, I think the broader picture with all paid ads is the ad platforms have different incentives than you do for what is success. And that creates a lot of issues. So, I mean, this is a common issue with like Google Ads and Meta in particular, is by default, their attribution will be like, here's 30 things that all delivered partial value, or like they saw this ad once and then they purchased 2 weeks later. So of course it was the Meta ad that delivered it. So this sort of conflict of their incentive versus your, what you actually can focus on, is a big problem. And I always think it's very funny that like I, for many years, worked in like mobile ad tech and got to see that world. And in mobile ad tech, there's this kind of fraud called click spamming, where you just cover a ton of people with a tracking click. You show them the ad, you start tracking them at that moment, and then you take a lot of the organic credit for it. And that's like a fraud that like we've worked really hard to stamp out of that space. Guess what? That's exactly what the big ad platforms do. They say, we showed an ad, of course we deserve credit for it, which is not necessarily right. And a lot of times like it sends you to optimize the wrong things.
So using third-party tools enables us to get around that how? And I ask why, because it, in this day and age, it's like we could do all the analysis we want off-platform, but the platform is still heavily delivering for us based on what its algorithm wants us to do. We've all seen how, you know, picking the wrong conversion metric can destroy a performance. So how does using a third-party tool improve that side of things, not just our own understanding of what's happening? Because it's lovely to understand it better, but if we're not feeding the algorithm, we're screwed.
Yeah, that's a great question. I probably should have answered the actual question. So the way it works is with a third-party tool, and there's many ways to do this. It doesn't require a paid tool, but it requires something that is your own attribution, because you want to be like, okay, someone came to my website, they purchased. Great. Like that is someone that I want to show more, like that type of person is who I want to show more ads to. So you can say like, this person purchased, let me take that data in that moment and send it back to Google Ads and all the other paid platforms. Like that's where this, the other part of this really matters, is the fact that it's very, you can, with all these setups, you can use your own data inside the ad platform. So it's still optimizing, it's still doing all its algorithms, which are essential piece of it. But now you're feeding it like, hey, I really want you to focus on the ads that directly lead to someone purchasing versus all the ads in the middle, which maybe they added value, but I know that this is the kind of ad that has strong buyer intent enough that someone sees it and then purchases. So you take your data internally, you pass it back to the ad platform. The ad platform uses that to optimize versus their own internal algorithms that get very fuzzy very quickly.
And of course, even if you've got their tracking set up on your site, you're still missing stuff. They're missing stuff with it because it's not as direct as yours. And I'm going to do a spoiler on what you're going to be telling us about, because having gone through a lot of it this afternoon, The other thing which you can do, because the ad platforms are set up and they want you to give them more data, you can give them layers of conversion information. So whilst we used to just go, it's a sale, we can now go, it's a sale and it's worth this much. We can also add other things in that aren't strictly a conversion, but which add that, which of course then enables us to help the ad platform understand what's valuable to us, because obviously all customers aren't created equal, are they?
Yeah, exactly. And just keep in mind, the nice thing about these algorithms is that they are trying to find you. I mean, you have to choose some settings of like return on ad spend and having it optimized towards this, but you can set it so that it's trying to maximize to the highest value type of customer. And the way that it knows what's a high value customer, say someone who buys like $500, versus a low value customer, say someone who buys $20 and leaves, like someone who is just trying to solve one problem and is not spending any extra time shopping, you can pass that data. You can basically say like, hey, this person purchased $20, this person purchased $500. That's a very simple one where it's just like, okay, here's the shopping cart value. Let's pass this with every purchase into the ad platform and have it optimized there. But then there's a lot of data you can do on top of that of anything else that generates revenue for you, which could be things like, do you have a subscription box? Do you have sort of like insurance? Do you have upsells? Are you promoting any other side products as well? All of those different additional revenue pieces can be passed into the ad platform. And now this one user who maybe bought for $50, bought one time and then never bought again, is so different than this user who bought $50 one time and then a week later purchased again, and also upgrade to your membership program, do these other things. Like, those are fundamentally different types of users, and you really want Google Ads and all your other ad platforms to optimize towards that user who is becoming a long-term customer. And the great thing is the algorithms, if you feed them the right data, will actually do that for you.
So let's talk about your case study where you went, hold on a minute, our Google Ads aren't performing well enough. We have the tool. let's use our own tech to improve our Google Ads performance. How did that go? What were the results? How long did it take? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so with Google Ads, just keep in mind, every time you make any changes, you're going to have a bad month. Like any big change, just it's the nature of Google Ads that it's a very slow system. So you make a change, suddenly all your metrics are slightly off for like 2 weeks while the algorithm like updates and optimizes. So that's the first caveat, is all of these changes will be slow when you're talking about Google Ads. So for us internally, we basically started passing more data into Google Ads. And I think it was probably like 6 or 9 months was when we were like really seeing the good results. But by like Q4 of that year, so from October to December, which, I mean, we were like, we're a SaaS platform. Like, we are fundamentally different than e-commerce. The holidays are not our friends, because the holidays, most of the ad spend is going towards e-commerce offers and everything else. Whereas for us as a tech solution, that's actually like the most competitive time. So it's actually harder during that time. But that Q4 was actually, we had a 91% increase in the amount of like quality leads where they were requesting a demo from us versus the year before. And we only increased our budget 9%, which means that in the most competitive space, we did a small budget increase for a lot more quality leads. So that's sort of the success of it. The mechanics of it is, especially with the software, it's a little bit different, because we're much more of like, what is a quality lead versus what's not a quality lead. So at least in e-commerce, you have a little bit easier where you can basically be like, they gave us a lot of money right away, that's a quality lead. And then it's really about like, what other signals do you have that this is even higher quality than just that purchase, which is repeat purchases, subscriptions, et cetera. In our case, we're not getting any money at the beginning. They're just requesting a demo. And then they have to go through the entire funnel of like, they requested a demo. Did that demo actually talk to a salesperson? Is the salesperson pretty confident they're going to win that deal? And did they actually purchase it? So it takes anywhere from like 30 to 60 days to actually see the revenue. So by default in Google Ads, and this is good to understand how the algorithm works, is that Google just wants to like send you whatever is the fastest, easiest way for them to look like they're successful. So in our case, that's going to send a lot of people requesting demos that are just a random Gmail have no real intent and will never actually talk to anyone. But Google will be like, hey, they requested a demo. Our job's done here. We've succeeded in sending you lots of leads. So we're really awesome, right? Give us more money. But in fact, those people have no intent to buy. And so they're actually very low quality. And you might as well have just not gotten them at all and not wasted the time on following up with them. You actually really want the kind of people that come in and are serious and are talking to a salesperson, like they're actually excited about learning about the product and they're actually considering it. So in our case, that's, you have the like initial lead and then you have the point where they're actually talking to a salesperson. So we can send these later like attribution points of spoke to a salesperson. We send that into Google Ads and we say, this is what an actual high value customer looks like. And now Google Ads will optimize towards that high value customer versus just the generic lead that was never going to become a customer ever because they're not even going to talk to anyone. We only do it for the people that are actually talking to sales and are excited about it. And because we are passing that data, Google Ads optimized differently. And that's what led to the 91% increase in quality leads.
I love that case study because I think it, in so many ways, it reflects what we're now moving towards in the e-commerce space. As we get this increased focus on profit and customer lifetime value, the need to understand what someone does post first purchase, or potentially what they've done previously with your brand. You know, are they someone who only ever buys during sale? They only ever spend less than £20, $20. To be able to factor that stuff in suddenly becomes gold dust, I suppose, to be passing back to the ad platform to tell them to optimize in the right way. So I think there's so many similarities in the SaaS marketing mindset to where we're moving in the e-commerce mindset. It's an absolutely brilliant case study. I think what's also really interesting is you said it took 6 to 9 months to properly optimize it all and get it all coming in, which you initially go, what? Well, Google Ads is usually 3 months to get optimized. But actually, if you're adding so many more levers to your repertoire, there's so much more to test. And then if you're doing that longer term sales experience, then of course it's going to take longer because you can't you've got to take that longer piece to be able to feed the data back to Google in the right way. Is that kind of 6 to 9 month window fairly normal? I guess I'm asking partly because we're in June, and if someone wants to start prepping this over the summer to be ready for Black Friday, going into, you know, the rest of November, Christmas peak, etc., is now the time to really be getting it in place?
Yeah, the 6 to 9 months is when you actually start seeing like really good results. You'll see results much faster than that. But also with Google Ads, I think earlier campaign, like when you're starting to run your campaigns, when you're in the early stages of like running stuff, you really kind of want to do like the more broad keywords where it's a, for us, it might be the broad keyword is affiliate software, but then there's all of the long tail searches around that. And that works for a while, but you have a lot of like bad intent things. So an easy way to understand it for us is affiliate software is a very good keyword. Affiliate marketing is actually a very bad keyword for us. And the reason affiliate marketing is a bad keyword is because the people that look that up are people that think that like, I'm going to get rich quick at home. I'm going to sign up in affiliate marketing and make millions of dollars. So it's the actual affiliates themselves. And a lot of times it's very junior people that are trying to learn about affiliate for the first time. They're not the brands. They're not the companies doing the affiliate marketing. They're like the individual. So affiliate software, good. Affiliate marketing, bad. Google's really good at like with like broad keywords of like intent. So it's going to find like every sort of search term around it. But in our case, like we run into the issue that A, the first thing it's going to do is affiliate marketing. And then the second thing it's going to do is all of the like Nike affiliate program, Adidas affiliate program. Like these are all things, again, it's about the affiliate joint. So they're never going to have the right buyer intent for actually considering Everflow. So I think that's good for anyone in e-commerce to keep in mind is like, what are going to be the individual like search terms that are actually like a bad fit for anyone buying your product? You want to be blacklisting those like right away. And that's why it takes that 6 to 9 months is you're constantly stamping down every single one you don't have. And I think ultimately, at this point, like, we finally made the change maybe like 3 to 6 months ago, where we've gone away from bot entirely, because we've been running this for many years now. And we're just like, here are all of the, like, we're going to give up on all the long term, like long tail search terms, and just focus on keywords that actually drive like true intent. But that takes a really long time to that data of like, which one will drive someone who has the potential to become a buyer, so that you stop having all of these long tail keywords that are have no real intent to ever buy.
I suppose that's one of the joys of doing this, isn't it? You can get to the point where actually that big expensive keyword that has all the volume is no longer an expensive keyword, because you've been able to give the algorithm the right information to show it to the right people searching that keyword, not just to everybody. And you know it's going to work because you know you're feeding the right information in. So there's kind of, it sounds to me like there's kind of like a three bumps of improvement. There's the immediate, you're getting accurate data, that the data you were already giving to, you were letting Google capture itself, you're now giving it accurately day one. That improves things. Then you've got the optimization of working out what data you should be providing it. And then you've got the impact that that then has on your overall Google Ads strategy, as the high quality conversion data affects what happens back in the Google Ads platform. Would that be a fair analysis?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect way to think about it. It's always, you're always progressing. There's always a new thing to do. It never goes away. And also, when it starts working really well, eventually it will sort of stagnate out. And then if you get really optimized, you actually start struggling to figure out how to actually increase budget, because you're just not getting better results from it. And then you have to open up in different ways, change things around. And then you have a new onrush of like leads and traffic and everything else. And then you're back to stamping everything back down to the correct thing, so that you actually have people with intent.
Oh yes, the endless cycle of, we open this box and it's messy and then we have to start again. Totally. I'm sure everyone listening is going, oh yes, we know that process. So is there anything we've missed that people really need to know about this opportunity with Google Ads and Everflow and getting that data flow correct between the systems?
Yeah, I think more broad, it's just good to think about attribution and data a little bit different in terms of, and I talk about this for a lot of different channels because I think it's very important to understand, is that you have different types of buyers and you should be treating them differently. So the easy buyer is like, hey, I have an ad for socks. This user came and bought socks and I never see them again. Then there's a user who basically got to a review website about your socks, read the review website, started getting really excited about like why your product's different or how it was made or something else. Like, they have something where they start getting like personal identity with your product. And when that person purchases, they don't look the same after that. So both of them bought the socks. The second user, who actually like has like self-identification with your brand, those are the people that come back and buy more product. Those are the people that get more, will sign up for other things that you offer, that will purchase your other products, because now this is part of their personal identity. And you can see this in the data if you stop looking at it from just this moment, because in the moment they both purchased, you got revenue, ad done. But you can see with this one user, like, do they have shopping behavior? Are they going to other parts of your website? Are they checking out your content? Are they checking out your like mission statement, all these other things? Tracking that engagement is actually really helpful to understand that this user is different, and tracking what happens after that person purchases, of repeat purchases and things like that, shows you a different story. And then now you have two different types of ad groups. You have the one ad group that the entire thing is like arbitrage right now. I spend a dollar, I get a $1.20. Great. I'm going to keep running that ad campaign in one group. And then I have this other one, which is like, how do I get long-term customers that become evangelists that are much higher value in themselves, but also have a lot of power and referral, because those people tell their friends, hey, check out my socks. Here's why they're cool. They're made this way. They have exciting stories to share. They have a lot of like brand affiliation. That user is really valuable. And if you can have an ad group that's reaching that type of user, that might be a very different type of search term to do it, but they have not just only buyer intent, but they have like this sort of like actual like fanboy excitement. that's very valuable. And you can find so much value if you can figure out which keywords are reaching this audience of long-term users.
I love that. That is something for us all to go and work on. If we could get Google Ads to work in that way for us, that's super cool. Well, look, thank you so much, Michael. It's been great picking your brains about all this precision tracking and reporting activity. Listeners, watchers, remember to stay tuned right to the end, because you do not want to miss out on Michael's insider tips for Google and beyond, and my suggestions for other free resources we can provide to help you improve things even further in your business.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, Michael, so far we've gone deep into precision tracking and reporting. Now you get to ours with your insider knowledge of the whole of Google Ads and let's say performance marketing, because it would be crazy to restrict you entirely to Google Ads if you want to go wider in this one. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with performance marketing, which of course does include everything we've already been talking about. Michael, are you ready for the insider tips?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Yeah, so especially with paid ads, I think the thing to keep in mind is the deck is stacked against you by default. You're competing, like, you need to make sure that your product has something distinct that gives an advantage. That could be that the product has the ability to get, again, subscriptions, get people coming in again, has really high margins. These are all things that are necessary to really make paid ads work, because if you're a new company coming in here, guess what? Every company you're competing has been running for a long time. They have much more optimized flows and they probably have much bigger war chests, so they can afford to spend a lot more money per customer. So I think before you even consider paid ads, you should consider, like, how can I make sure that if I get a customer coming in the door, that there's enough revenue coming from that customer if they actually purchase, or there's enough recurring revenue that I can afford to test out this ad channel? And usually what you want to do is just sort of find, like, what is the narrowest way for me to start? So with ads, what is that one keyword where I feel like I have a unique fit, or I have a unique advantage that I can start testing there? I can then spend my time, which, again, the great thing is when you're new, you can put so much more work into the foundation that once you're a big company, there's so many people working on this. It's easy to get distracted. It's never going to be the same focus, that just single focus on what success looks like for your company. That gets more and more diluted the more people you get into your company and the more products you have. So when you're starting off, you have this advantage of singular focus. So just make sure, like, what is the one keyword that I want to be highly competitive at? Just focus on that. Then make sure that your landing page is optimized, tied in, that it's being checked on to make sure that it's actually compelling and distinctive from all the other ads out there. And then also, like, when this customer purchases, what are all the things you can do to sort of, like, drive more value with them, like turn them from they wanted your product, they purchased, to becoming a long-term customer that's coming back day after day to find new products, to be successful, et cetera. So I think that's the main thing, is just focus. Like, it's a big advantage. And I guess my other like newbie tip that I think is very important is that the one thing that you can always do differently as a startup or like small, like starting e-commerce company, is you can have the best support in the world. Because if the founder or like the early employees are the ones talking to customers, that is a fundamentally different experience that no large company will ever provide.
Oh, yeah, so true. So true. Love that advice. Thank you, Michael. Next up then, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier, but I think it's just really important to always be subtracting from everything you do. So it's really easy in Google Ads, which is just basically like, what are all of the like search terms that do not represent the kind of person who wants to buy my product? You should constantly be printing those out, removing those, because you want to find those long tail keywords that you can be competitive on. The most long tail keywords, and Google Ads is not going to know the difference. Just the person who searches that is not going to be the person who wants your product. Those should all be removed.
Great advice again. Okay, next up, we've got this one. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you could recommend?
You can always check out our Google Ads case study. Easy to access. You can see sort of how we do it. Obviously, that's a very like SaaS software type setup. So, but it's still, I think it's valuable for people to read, just because you'll see a different perspective. And it's much more easy to understand in our side, because we're not getting the money right away. So most, we can tell when users will never be customers. Whereas e-commerce, you can kind of delude yourself into thinking that this could become like a long-term customer when they won't. So I would still recommend, look up our Google Ads case study, and you can learn parallel tracks to sort of like how to make your store more successful from a different world.
I would second that recommendation, and we'll make sure there's a link to it in the show notes for the podcast episode too. Finally, Michael, it's crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
Yeah, I love to talk about this, because I think it's something that you see a lot of LinkedIn think boys posting about, how these ad platforms are building algorithms that'll replace humans, and then there'll be no reason for any agencies or anything else like that. And it's just, we talked about this a lot, but again, the ad platforms do not have the same incentives that you have. They are not always going to be in your favor. Like, they want you to make just enough money that you just keep spending ads, and then nothing beyond that. And also they're okay with a lot of people just not succeeding at all. So you can't trust any sort of algorithm or AI to ever solve everything. You need to have your own data. You need to have your own like judgment. I think judgment's a very important piece here. And you need to make sure that you are creating like sort of unfair advantages versus your competition that allow that, if it's a pure algorithm and algorithm battle, whoever has highest margins and the most revenue will win every time. That's not usually how it ends up working. And there's many ways you can sort of stack the deck on your side so that if you go against a competitor, you win in that situation. Like, that's going to help you in the algorithm side. But you also want to make sure that you're guiding that algorithm towards what actually keeps increasing your revenue and value in your customers versus what the algorithm wants to do. Because a good example of this is, if you just think about it from Google Ads incentive, if they found that there's one keyword that you could just spend money on, and just every time you spend money on that, it generates revenue and nothing else works for it, guess what? They're not going to just send you that keyword. They have an entire ecosystem of search terms and websites and everything that they want to make money on. So they're always going to do these sort of like blended traffic. They know this one source is good. Here's 50 sources that are bad. They're still going to send you to it because they know as long as that one source is good, it pays for everything. From your perspective, you want to turn off all those other 49 sources and just focus on the one search term or one website that actually works for you. And this is, again, this is why an algorithm can never fix these problems, because the algorithm is never trying to solve for you to find that one source that is your golden ticket. It's going to send you a lot of other stuff that you need to be doing on your side to remove.
That's such a good way of thinking about it. Thank you, Michael. And yeah, the challenge of bidding on just one keyword is real and endless. Almost like a game of whack-a-mole. What's Google doing today? Right, Michael, we are very nearly at the end of the show. So for anyone listening who wants to get in contact with you or in contact with Everflow, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, you can head over to everflow.io to learn more about what we actually do as a business. What we didn't really talk about that much, but we're a partner marketing platform. And a lot of our focus is about how do you turn all of your relationships and your customers to become referral partners or ambassadors? And how do you expand with affiliates and stuff like that to build all of the performance channels on top of this? But then it's also super important that you're seeing that data next to your Google Ads data and your organic data. So you're looking at everything from a performance perspective. So if you'd like to learn more, go to everflow.io. If you'd like to reach out to me or connect with me, feel free to look me up on LinkedIn. Just type in Michael Cole plus Everflow. I have a very generic name, so you really need to include Everflow to find me, but love to connect and always happy to be very honest, answer any questions. We're a bootstrap company, so I have no investors to report back to, so I can be really honest.
Awesome. So everybody, that's head over to everflow.io to find out how they can help you with both your Google Ads and your wider performance marketing arena, because an awful lot, I would say pretty much everything of what we've been discussing today applies almost equally as much to your Facebook ads, your influencer activity, your affiliate marketing and all the rest of it. And you want to solve those problems everywhere, not just for Google Ads. And that's what Everflow is there to help you do. Or go and find Michael Cole at Everflow when you do the search on LinkedIn and get in contact with Michael there. Michael, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This is such a critical part of Google Ads optimization. It's been a real treat being able to include it as part of this series. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Great to catch up with Michael there and explore one, I think, the most trickiest things to get right in your Google Ads arena at the moment, to be honest, across the whole of performance marketing, getting all the right conversion data back into the systems to enable you to do all those extra layers of optimization that Michael was taking us through. And I think it's half the battle is working out what those conversion metrics should be, and then it's re-optimizing everything off the back of it. We are being quite techie in this particular Google Ads series, aren't we? But I think that's a good thing. That's where a lot of the margin improvements or the ROAS improvements are at the moment. You can get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of this episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You could also use our special director episode short links. That's keepopt.com/the number of this episode. Just put that in the URL bar and you'll go straight to the right page on the website. When you get to the website, why not add yourself to our email list as well? Because then you'll get lots more stuff to help you with your business. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed it, then why not check out episode 259, where we got into the do's and don'ts of PMAX optimization, because quite frankly, if you're in e-commerce and doing Google Ads, you need the latest PMAX knowledge. You could also find all our Google Ads content by either scrolling up your feed and looking out for things that start with the words Google Ads, super easy to find, or you can use the short link keepopt.com/Google Ads to go to the page on the website that has all our Google Ads episodes listed. And if you want to go deeper into attribution, you will find those episodes on the website at keepopt.com/attribution. It's a topic we often cover in some session or another, and it's one we've done the occasional mini masterclass on as well. So you will find all of those at keepopt.com/attribution. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show, because we don't just produce it to help you. Yes, I know, tempting to keep it to yourself, but we produce it to help as many marketers as possible to improve the performance of their e-commerce marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.